Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com. And support for Community Connection also comes from Open Door Health Services, a not-for-profit organization providing health care and nutrition assistance to families regardless of financial resources. More at opendoorhs.org under the Get Involved link. This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hello, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me today is Kiana O'Neill Clemens, and she is from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie, and she's here to talk about how this kind of unique merger has happened in the community recently. And most people, Kiana, might know you from another organization. So do you want to talk a little bit about that and how the two came together?
Sure. Most people listening, or if you know anything about Muncie, you may recognize my name. I recently got married, so you probably recognize my maiden name as Kiana O'Neill, but I'm recently married to Dwayne Clemens, so my last name has changed to Clemens. But I am the former executive director at the Roy C. Bewley Community Center. And that is a small local nonprofit located in the Whiteley community here in Muncie. And we recently merged and joined forces with the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. So we're super excited about that. That merger happened on January 1st officially of this year. So we're about 6 or 7 months into the merger. And things are going awesome.
Yeah, a lot of work, a lot of things, a lot of action has been going on since that merger happened. Kiana, do you want to talk about some of the exciting things that have been happening at the Bewley location specifically?
Sure. We are still holding true to our mission there, which is to provide programs in the areas of education and the areas of cultural enrichment. And recreation opportunities always, of course. You can't have a community center without a couple basketballs and
sure.
Foursquare, of course. So we are still holding true to that mission, but what the merger with the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie has done for us is it's given us a little bit more reach to reach more kids. So in essence, the what of how we do mm-hmm. is still the same.
Sure.
We still provide opportunities for kids both out of school, in the summer, enrichment opportunities, karate, basketball, mm-hmm. all those types of things. But how we do it is a little bit differently. We are blessed and fortunate to have a nationally branded name
sure.
that comes along with being a part of the Boys and Girls Club. You know, anywhere in the country you can go and I can say, oh, I'm the executive director of the Bewley Center. And they're like, what's a Bewley Center? And then I can go in and tell them all the great history and legacy about Mr. Roy C. Bewley, who was an awesome individual here in our community. But, you know, I can go anywhere and say, you know, I work for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie, and most people will know exactly what type of work that I do. So we're happy to be able to introduce Mr. Bewley and his legacy to the Boys and Girls Club nationally. So it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. So have some things kind of maybe structurally, those kinds of things happened inside the center. I know that there's been a lot of painting, mm-hmm. a lot of maybe some new equipment in yes. there and all those kinds of things happening as well, right?
Yes. Before the merge, at that site specifically, and also at the Madison Street location, mm-hmm. which everyone here knows as the Boys and Girls Club, we were fortunate to receive a grant through the Ball Brothers Foundation for $75,000. Wow. Per facility. So the Bewley Center unit received $75,000 and the Boys and Girls Club Madison Street unit received the same amount in order to do some heavy lifting of upgrades.
Sure.
So we got all new flooring throughout. We have a new gym. We have new basketball goals that can, they're called retractable. So they go up and down
oh, nice.
And then they fold back. We got a new volleyball system. So we're able to provide volleyball opportunities. We got all new painting throughout the whole thing. We got upgrades in our restrooms. So with $75,000 at the Bewley Center, it's pretty small. So we were able to do everything, literally, with that grant, that facility grant that was given to us generously by the Ball Brothers Foundation. So
that's wonderful. So the after school programming kicks off this month with the start of school. And I know that you probably already have a lot of kids already signed up and ready to go, but room for more?
Yes, yeah. We do. We always have room for more until we reach our capacity. We're not quite at it yet, but I think people are just now getting used to some of the new changes that are happening within the clubs, and getting used to, oh, it is time to go back to school,
right
now.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, it's what am I going to do with my kids? So
now, what about transportation? I understand that there may be some new transportation opportunities that have happened with the merger. Can you talk a little bit about
that? We still are partnering with MITS, the bus system here in Muncie. We partner with them to help us to transport our kids. Mm-hmm. And we also were fortunate to acquire two new minibuses for the clubs. To be able to help transport. So this year, it's a little bit different because we're not going to be providing strictly after-school type of programming at the Bewley unit. That will be a extracurricular unit of sorts. So all of the students in elementary schools will be transported back to the Madison Street unit. Mm-hmm. And we have one classroom per grade level in kindergarten through fifth grade. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
So we transport students from each school within Muncie Community Schools.
Wow.
So that's six elementary schools. And then we also have clubs inside of Northside Middle School and inside of Southside Middle School.
Wow.
Yeah.
That meet there after school?
Yes,
ma'am. That's wonderful.
So schools are getting out a little bit later in the middle school this year. And so from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., we will be providing club activities right there in your child's home school of Northside and Southside.
That's wonderful. That's a great opportunity. Kiana, I understand there is some new programming specifically for teens that you're excited about.
Yes, we are super excited to be partnering with Muncie Community Schools and specifically Muncie Central High School to offer some assistance at study tables. We'll be providing care for our club kids right there at Muncie Central from 3:30 to 6. And those students that are enrolled in Keystone Club and just in general at the Boys and Girls Club will be able to participate in those study tables and homework help and mentoring sessions that occur right there at Muncie Central right after school. And then from there, they can participate in all the extracurricular activities and stay with us until 9 p.m.
Wow.
From 6:30 to 9 at the Madison Street unit. So we're super excited about it.
That's wonderful. So what if there's someone listening right now that wants to get involved with the clubs? What should they do and what types of things can they get involved in as far as volunteering?
Oh, wow. We have awesome volunteer opportunities. Our organization is run by a group of awesome volunteers that volunteer with our board. There's opportunities there. There's also opportunities to serve on committees with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie. We have different types of committees, events, if you like planning special events, if you like fundraising. We always need fundraisers. We have program committees if you have lots of program ideas. And of course, we always could use some hands-on volunteers with our kids after school. We're there from 2:30 p.m. till 9 o'clock at night for the high schoolers. The high schoolers come from 6:30 to 9. So we always have opportunities for that. We have coaching opportunities, volleyball coaching, basketball coaches always, dance instructors, youth development professionals, just mentors, people to be there for our kids to bounce ideas off of. bus drivers. There's all kinds of opportunities to serve at the Boys and Girls Club.
If you want to get involved, you'll find a place for them.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Front desk help. Need I carry on? There's always things
to do. Well, where can they get more information about the club and either enrolling their child or volunteering? Where can they get more information, Kiana?
Mm-hmm. Most of our information can be found on our website. Our website is bgcmuncie.org, and all of our volunteer opportunities are listed there. There's a volunteer application there, and there's employment applications there. There's employment opportunities that are still open if you're interested in those. You can find all of that information right there on the website, and then also contact information for those important people like myself and our new CEO, Jason Newman. So
wonderful. Can you talk to me a little bit about really how fortunate we are as a community to have such strong after-school programs, a place for children in Muncie to go? Can you talk about the importance of having that in a community?
Oh, absolutely. Parents need to work. You know, as a working mom, I want a safe place for my child to go. Most people's jobs, you know, they work a 9-to-5 and, you know, school gets out at 2:30. What am I going to do? And it's very important to have quality care for your children in a safe environment. And that's what the clubs provide. And we're not the only ones. We're very fortunate in Muncie to have several organizations that care for our kids. We say great futures start here at the Boys and Girls Club, but I think great nows start here. You know, it's not just the future. Our kids are right now. Right. And so it's very important to have that. And we are fortunate in Muncie, in the community, to have several awesome providers to take care of our children. It does take a village. Mm-hmm. So
wonderful. Thanks, Kiana.
Thank you.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, and is sponsored in part by Open Door Health Services and the Ball State Federal Credit Union. To hear more from this conversation and listen to past episodes, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.